So, is that working? Yeah, I wanted, this is actually a really kind of good timing. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what BART is doing, what this meeting is really about. So, BART is doing two things right now, according to them, should take all this with a grain of salt, and I'll get into that in a second. The first thing is, they have said that they are trying to commit to a police review committee. So they promised us that they're going to institute some form of police review. So that's a, you know, basically they're trying to change their structure, they think, so that something like this won't happen again. The other thing is, this contract you've been hearing about, this is the contract that's been given to NOBLE, National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. That contract is for a top-to-bottom review of the BART Police Department. Okay, and I'm going to tell you some things. It is, they are being paid $127,000. Now that sounds like a lot of money, but I want you all to think. There is another investigation that's going on right now at BART. The Myers-Nabe law firm was contracted to investigate the incident that occurred on the platform, to investigate the events surrounding the murder of Oscar Grant and the responsibility of those officers. Now, the Myers-Nabe law firm is being paid how much?
$250,000.
No. They're being paid over $250,000. So if BART is going to spend $250,000 to investigate seven officers and events that happened on one day, how are they going to do a top-to-bottom review of the police department that has 300 officers and has existed for 30 years? So we've got to think about that. There's a big difference. What is this about? So that's the first thing. Second thing. When you commission a review and you commission an investigation, what's the point of an investigation? It's to determine facts. And then when you get those facts, at that point you say, okay, now I have the facts. Now I decide what to do. And this is the thing. BART is not doing that. BART knows at the outset, before the investigation, what it wants to do. It wants to create something that it's going to call a police review committee, and that that is going to be the solution. And what they've hired NOBLE to do is to be their patsy. They're going to pay NOBLE $125,000 to come back from an investigation and say, the solution is this. And so when we go to this meeting next week, we need to be really clear that what we want from NOBLE is to not be afraid to tell BART, you know what, you're going to have to pay us some more money. And you know what? We're going to do an investigation and come back with facts about racial profiling, about use of force, about what the BART police actually do on a day-to-day basis, because that's what we want from an investigation, and that's what will determine what we want to see in a solution. And so why is there this disparity? Why can I come here and say these things and point out the irony, point out the contradiction and the hypocrisy? The reason I can do that, there's a quote by Einstein that goes something like this. The problems that we face today will not be created by the minds that caused them, that created them. The people at BART that are motivating these investigations, the people that hired NOBLE, that put out the call, the people that are coming, sending officers to this meeting to say they support civilian review, and then turning around and sending letters to the legislature saying, don't force us to do civilian review. They're the problem. They are the people that are responsible for Oscar's murder. They are the people that covered up Oscar's murder. And they are the people that care about nothing but keeping their own jobs. So Dorothy Duggar was very happy to hire Noble, and she is very happy to tell everybody that he supports civilian review. But I'll remind you all, he said that the last time, 10 years ago, when Bruce Seward was shot, naked, unarmed, shot by a BART police officer. Chief G said he supported civilian review. 10 years later, here we are. So, on May 2nd, a week from today, I really hope that people will come out and make sure that we pressure Noble, because they have said this is going to be a process that's open to public input. So we have to pressure them and let them know we want them to come back with facts that they can't hide from. And at that point, we'll determine what the next steps are for BART and BART police.
Thank you.
And the other thing I was going to say before I go, just invite everybody. Tomorrow, there's a barbecue at 2 o'clock in Mosswood Park. It's a barbecue that's themed on Justice for Oscar Grant and Justice for Our Communities. You are all invited. Come eat and socialize. Get to know each other. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Clark also handed me, I don't know what to call this, most unwanted
cards. Your baseball
cards. Not most wanted, most unwanted. I call it that. And on the picture of these cards are Dorothy Duggar, with the title General Manager and the description of her failure and her duty on the back. And on the cover of the other is Gary G., unwanted police chief, and how he failed his duty, written on the back. So let's spread these around. This should be on every BART train. Tape them to the windows. Well, I can't tell you. Pass them out to the people and let the people see for themselves.